Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of healing. We've been talking about the fact that Jesus is the healer of your physical body. It is absolutely the will of God for all to be healed, and God will heal you through His Word. Jesus has already accomplished that sacrifice on the cross of bearing away our sickness, disease, as well as our sins, and by His stripes you were healed. It has legally been granted to you. That means it's your spiritual legal right. That doesn't mean it automatically comes to you. You've got to receive your healing. Healing, we've seen, is a doctrine of the church. And that's why we learn to pray a prayer of faith. And the healing power of God will flow into a person's body and they will be healed. You certainly must realize that sickness and disease is coming from the devil. He is the authority. He is the one who is responsible for sickness and disease, the authority behind it. And you've got to come against it and command that sickness, disease to leave your body and cast out the spirits of infirmity that are the root source of it and receive the healing power of God through the name of Jesus. The name above every name will make you whole. Praise God. Remember, you must hear the Word to develop yourself in faith. It's not just something you're going to be able to activate just because of the fact that you have a mental assent understanding that God can heal. It is through the Word of God in you. The Word of God in you is the spiritual source of healing that's going to receive healing power to flow into your body. We've talked about how God is a God of mercy and how His mercy endures forever, and we can come boldly to the throne of grace and receive His healing power. They would cry out for mercy and God would bring forth healing in their life, because mercy is the love of God in action towards a believer in Jesus Christ. And praise God, it's available for every one of us. You can come and receive the healing mercy of the Lord Jesus today, right where you're at. You can receive that healing power. Now, we're going to talk today about the subject of methods in receiving healing. Your faith is going to be receiving it, but there's many different methods that are laid down in the Word of God for you to be able to receive healing, but it all involves your faith. Now, one method is not any better than another. Each one works. It is releasing healing power through the power of the Holy Spirit, through some activity of the Word of God to bring healing unto you. And we're going to begin to look at these today. One of these methods is anointing with oil. Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit in Scripture, and we know that the Holy Spirit is the one who quickens your body with healing power in order to bring forth that healing and drive out the sickness, disease out of your body. There's a scripture in James 5, verse 14. It says this: "Is any sick among you? Let him, the sick person, call for the elders of the church, and let them, the elders of the church, pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord." Anointing him with oil, which is a type of the Holy Spirit, is a type of the Holy Spirit anointing in the name of the Lord. Remember, it is just a release of your faith and acting upon a spiritual reality using a physical thing. Anointing with oil is simply a type of the Holy Spirit. You do it in the name of the Lord, and then also you pray a prayer of faith. This is really combining the anointing with oil with a prayer of faith. The prayer of faith, which is believing that you receive, believing you take hold of healing, shall save or heal the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Praise God. So here we see anointing with oil. This is in a doctrine of the church, that someone anoints you with oil in the name of the Lord. They pray a prayer of faith, and a prayer of faith is simply prayed, "Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that I take hold of healing power, and I thank you that healing power is flowing into my body, healing me and restoring me now." And as you declare that, that releases the healing power to flow into a person's body. Praise God. There's a scripture over in Mark chapter 6, verse 12, where it says they went out and they preached that men should repent, and they cast out many devils or demons, and anointed with oil many that were sick and healed them. Here we see the fact that casting out demon spirits and anointing with oil, releasing the power of the Holy Spirit to bring healing flowing into a person's body, was done in order to bring forth healing and restoration. And this is important that you need to learn to receive anointing with oil. Again, that's the Holy Spirit quickening of your body. And as you do that with a prayer of faith or casting out demonic spirits, it will bring healing power into your physical body. A second method of receiving healing is laying hands on the sick. When you lay hands on the sick, it is going to transmit the healing power of God through the Holy Spirit, through the person who is laying the hands on the sick person, into that sick person. We are to lay hands on the sick. There's a scripture in Mark chapter 16, Mark 16, verse 18. It says, "They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." What are you doing? You're laying hands on that sick person, and then the Holy Spirit, who is dwelling in the person laying their hands on them, that Holy Spirit power is going to be released through the laying on of hands, through that contact and transmission. Healing power will flow into their body, and they shall recover. As you do that, then you will see the results. You know, we lay hands on people all the time, every day, in ministering healing to them in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. Now, sometimes you might have a tangible anointing that you feel in your hands for someone ministering healing. That can happen from time to time, but that has no bearing on releasing healing. In fact, I'd say 95% of the time I don't feel a thing flowing through me when I lay hands on people. Yet many times the people feel actually a tangible healing power or a heat flowing into their body. In fact, this happens frequently. I'll be laying my hands on someone, ministering deliverance and healing to them, and they'll feel like a heat flowing from the hand, even though I feel nothing. Now, what is happening? I am simply obeying the scriptures, laying hands on someone, and then healing power is flowing into their body by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is flowing through the laying on of hands to quicken that person's body, and it is bringing healing power, and they feel that like in the form of heat or like a rushing of healing flowing into their body, and then they receive a healing, and God drives out the sickness and the disease. And this happens on a regular basis. We do this all the time in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. There's another scripture over in Luke chapter 13, verse 11. Here's a woman that had a spirit of infirmity. She was bowed together for 18 years. She had this thing, and she could no wise lift herself up. Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. What was happening in this situation? Here a woman had a spirit of infirmity. That's a demonic spirit, a demon spirit of infirmity that was in her body. It wasn't just a physical problem. It was a spirit of infirmity, a demonic spirit, spiritual source. Remember, Satan's the author behind the sickness, disease. Jesus loosed her from the spirit of infirmity to get rid of that thing, and he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight. Here is a case where he dealt with the demonic spirit that was the root cause to eliminate that from the person's body, and then he also released healing power through the laying on of hands, and it caused her to be made straight, and of course she glorified God. Here's another case over in Acts chapter 28, verse 8 and 9. It says, "It came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him." Here he was sick of a fever. Paul laid his hands on him to release healing power flowing into him. And what happened? The man got healed. And when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were also healed. You see, healing power is released through you laying hands on a person. If you've got the Holy Spirit dwelling in you, and you know that God is a healer, and you believe that healing power will flow out of you into another person, and that you can go forth and act on the Word, doing the same works that Jesus did, as he said, laying hands on the sick, and they will recover. Then, as you do that, then your faith is releasing healing in. When I'm ministering to people on a daily basis, my faith is involved in casting out the spirits of infirmity, and I lay hands on every single person and release healing power flowing into their body. And as I'm releasing my faith in that aspect, that allows the Holy Spirit to flow through whatever vessel it might be in order to bring healing into that person and bring restoration in their life. Praise God. Another method of receiving healing is through prayer. Through the prayer of faith, which we've already mentioned. You can pray a prayer of faith yourself, where the Bible says that we come boldly to the throne of grace and we take hold of mercy. We do this with a prayer of faith. Mark 11:24 says that you are going to come and pray, believing that you receive. When you believe that you receive healing power, that's very important. Believing only doesn't receive. It's believing that you receive healing power. Or the word receive in Mark 11:24 in the Greek is the word lambano, which means a taking hold of. Believe that you take hold of healing power and it will flow into the person's body. It's very important that you, when you're praying a prayer of faith, you declare, Father, I believe that I receive, that I take hold of your healing power flowing into my body right now. And I thank you that your healing power is flowing into my body right now. Remember, when you're praying a prayer of faith, you declare what God is doing for you now. You declare because you're activating your faith at that moment in time, and God is responding at that moment in time to your faith. I believe that I take hold of healing power, and I thank you that your healing power is flowing into my body or flowing into someone else's body if you're laying hands on them, and God's healing will flow in and bring forth that restoration. Another thing that goes along with this in the area of prayer is praying a prayer of agreement. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, the Bible says that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, or that word is aiteo, making legal demand according to the word, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, we're praying in the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus brings Jesus personally present and active on the scene by his Spirit to manifest his power. It says when they pray and they're gathered together in the name, there am I in the midst of them. And they pray that prayer of agreement, agreeing for healing power. You know, one puts a thousand to flight and two puts 10,000 to flight. There is power when you are in agreement. But be sure if you're praying for someone in agreement that they're truly in agreement with you and that you believe together that you receive healing power flowing into your body. And as you do that, God will make you whole. Healing is to be received. And it's available for you. As you employ these methods of the Word of God and act upon them, then your faith will be released. The Holy Spirit power will flow, and God will make you whole. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses enforced by demonic spirits must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.